The Deportees and Other Stories by Roddy Doyle, read by Hugh Lee.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, register charity number 226227.
Forward. Maybe it was Riverdance. A bootleg video did the rounds of the rooms and the shanties of Lagos and moved to froth by the sight of that long straight line of Irish and Irish-American legs. Tap, 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 tappy, tap. Thousands of Nigerians packed the bags and came to Ireland. Please, teach us how to do that. I suspect it was more complicated. It was about jobs and the EU and infrastructure and wise decisions and accident. It was about education and energy and words like tax and incentive and what happens when they are put beside each other. It was also about music and dancing and literature and football. It happened, I think, sometime in the mid-90s. I went to bed in one country and woke up in a different one. That was how it felt for a while. It took getting used to. I'd written a novel, The Van, in 1990, about an unemployed plasterer. 5 or 6 years later, there was no such thing as an unemployed plasterer. A few years on, all the plasterers seemed to be from Eastern Europe. In 1994 and 1995, I wrote The Woman Who Walked Into Doors. It was narrated by a woman called Paula Spencer, who earned her money cleaning offices.